My name is John Erling. Today's date is June 17, 2020. John, state your full name, please.
John Frederick Housam.
And your date of birth?
August the 7th, 1931.
Your present age is?
88.
And to be 89, August 7th. Did you think you'd live to be this old?
No.
Never thought it. Where are we recording this interview?
In my home here in Southeast Tulsa.
Before we get into the interview, the coronavirus, COVID-19, this infectious disease, has infected all of America and the world. We're into it now about 3-4 months, social distancing, masks, people staying at home. And as of this date, businesses, restaurant openings are going on, although we're told to maintain social distancing and wear masks. John, how are you handling this? How is it affecting you?
Well, it's affecting me like it is most people. I'm having to stay in. I don't go out much except to go to the grocery store or to go to the drugstore or the cleaners and wear a mask at all times when I do that.
Right. And we see some not wearing masks. Does that bother you when you see other people not wearing masks?
No, it's their prerogative.
Yeah. I think it seems like maybe we're protecting each other by wearing masks. And then, of course, you can't go out to your favorite restaurants, but they're opening up too now.
Just in the last week or so, they started opening up.
And then you're at that vulnerable age, but many of us are, over 65 or 70, they say, although younger people are getting some of this as well. We should also remind people that President Trump is bringing his political rally to Tulsa on Saturday, the 20th. And it's causing angst in our town because this is the first time a political rally is being held under this so-called umbrella of COVID-19. Where were you born?
Great Bend, Kansas.
Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she grew up?
Marie Bernard.
Was she from Kansas?
No, she was a nurse, my mother was. She met my father, I think, in Topeka, Kansas, and they moved to Great Bend when I was born. But she was from, I think, up around Iowa.
What nationality is Housam?
German.
Your mother was German, I suppose?
No, my mother was French. My father was German.
Okay. And your father's name?
Louis Housam.
What did your father do for a living?
He was an accountant. He retired from public service when he was around 65 or so.
Worked for public service for many years?
Yeah, he worked for several companies. But he worked for public service for the last 10 or 12 years, I know.
Your mother, what kind of a personality did she have?
She was a very nice little old lady. You know, just very pleasant, a motherly type.
And then your father, what was his personality like?
Dad was good. He was strict, but never beat us or anything like that. But when he said do something, we knew to do it.
Right, right. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had a brother that died at 11, and I have a sister that's alive and living in Florida.
Your brother who died at 11 years old. Mm-hmm. What was that from?
He had meningitis.
Wow. So you were?
Well, you died in 35, so I was 4 years old.
The first house you remember?
Living in?
Yeah. And would that have been in Kansas?
No, because we moved out of Kansas. We only lived there about a year. Where I was born during the Depression, Dad went to California. First house I remember living in was in Los Angeles, 215 South Manhattan. I'll never forget the address. We lived in the back of the house in the garage apartment.
What did he do?
At that time, he went to work for the Chamber of Commerce. And we moved to Long Beach, California after several years, right before the war broke out. And he worked for Bethlehem Steel Shipyards.
As an accountant?
Mm-hmm.
What was his educational background? Did he pick it up in school and college?
No, he never went to college. Back then, going through high school was pretty good chore.
Right.
He went to high school or graduated from high school and then went to a business college.
And then became an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
The Depression, what are your recollection? You're pretty young, so you may not have much thoughts about it.
Well, I was very young during the Depression, so I don't really recall a whole lot of bad things. Dad had a fairly good job. I mean, we always had food on the table and we lived moderately. I can remember the war breaking out. And then during the war, certain things that you can remember.
All right. December 7th, 1941, mm-hmm. You were 10 years old. Mm-hmm. Do you remember hearing about that?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about where you were. It was a Sunday.
We were living in Los Angeles. We were having dinner. On Sundays, we always ate like at 2 o'clock and had our big dinner. I think the time difference between Pearl Harbor or Hawaii and Los Angeles was about 4 hours, if I'm not mistaken. But I remember coming over the radio. Dad, you know, turned the radio up, and it didn't mean a lot to me at that age, you know.
Right.
Was going on. I didn't really realize what it was all about, other than they'd bombed Pearl Harbor.
Right. Did it affect any members of your family going into the service?
Well, I had an uncle, my mother's brother, Joe Bernard. He had been in the Navy for years. He was a chief petty officer, and he was on Pearl Harbor. He got blown off one of the boats there, but he lived. He was the only one that I know of in the family that was in the service.
Hearing about him being there had to be kind of a big thing in a young mind like yours at that time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was there. He would come home. He got stationed in San Diego. At that time, we had moved to Long Beach, California. And he'd come down and visit us. He would always mess around with me, try to box with me and play around. You know, I was about 10, 11 years old then.
But you remember that all these years later?
Oh, yeah, I remember him very well.
Yeah, he took special interest in you, I suppose. Mm-hmm. That's why.
He did.
So then you're in elementary school. Where? What town?
We're in Los Angeles until about the third grade, second or third grade, we moved to Long Beach. And I was going to grade school there. I was going to a Catholic school.
So was that a fun time for you, living in Los Angeles and Long Beach? You had friends and boyhood?
Yes.
Fun?
Yeah. You know, we used to have friends, neighbor kids that were my age.
You probably thought all of America had that kind of weather, too, huh?
Yeah, I did.